The primary election of 2013. Now the focus shifts to the November general election. And for the two candidates who want to become Detroit's next mayor, it's time to take stock of the harsh realities facing the city and craft a clear campaign message that addresses those stark truths. My next guest has been issuing that challenge from the pages of the Detroit Free Press all through the campaign. And now that the two challengers have emerged from the primary, we wanted to get his thoughts. So we're joined by the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Henderson. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Well, your editorial in last Sunday's Free Press was written before Mike Duggan and Benny Napoleon won the top two slots. And we'll get your thoughts on the pros and cons of each candidate in a moment. But first, that editorial that fiction got Detroit here and only facts can save it. It struck me as I read it a couple of times, that you were really expressing a hefty amount of frustration in your piece.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. I think the if you look at the field that we had to choose from, in this mayoral contest, it left a lot to be desired. I mean, here we are at certainly the lowest financial point in the city's history. Among, I think it was 18 candidates total, you had two really who were even relatively serious in the sense that you could take them seriously. That's not good enough. We should have had many more choices. We should have had many more competent choices. And the fact that we didn't is testament, I think, to the circumstances that led us here in the first place.
Meaning what? Why weren't there more? Because I did hear that sentiment expressed elsewhere too. That you looked at the slate and you kind of went, really?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the polite response to looking at the field. I mean, I think this is a long-running problem in Detroit, frankly, and there are a lot of reasons for it. One is the number of people who actually live in the city and they're therefore qualified to run for mayor is diminished quite a bit. That shrinks the pool of qualified candidates. You sort of add to that the job itself. By any measure, it's thankless.
Very much.
It's not going to be an easy job. I think when we saw Dave Bing, a former sports star and businessman run for the job 4 years ago, I think that inspired a lot of people that with the idea that perhaps we could attract a higher caliber of candidate to that race, but his four-year performance, which has left a lot to be desired, I think also dampened some of that enthusiasm. And so we really just are not in a place yet where we are seeing the kind of people who we should be able to choose from throw their hat in the ring to say, hey, I want to be mayor of Detroit.
I'm speaking with Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press. And now let's look at the two mayoral candidates. Stephen, give us your take on the strengths and weaknesses of Mike Duggan.
Well, I think his strength is really the professional record that he's put together. I mean, this is somebody who has been a success everywhere that he's worked, in Wayne County, as the deputy county executive, and then as the prosecutor of Wayne County, and then as the CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, he can point to something that he did in each of those roles that shows, hey, I did that. I not only had that job, but I got something done in it. I think on the con side, first is his association with a time in Wayne County government when there was naked and obvious corruption. His role in that was never really vetted because the investigations crumbled when former Wayne County executive Ed McNamara died. But I don't think there was any question that there was certainly a culture of cronyism that he was part of there.
That is something would be very, very bad. We've seen what happened with the Kirkpatrick administration.
Sure, so and would not be tolerated. Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the other wrinkles there is that we have a very different U.S. attorney in Detroit now that would I don't think would stand for a lot of the things that have gone on here over a long period of time. His other big drawback, and this is something that we're just starting to really see in this campaign, is I think his view of the mayoral position is something of a throwback. I mean, Mike Duggan is someone who believes that consolidating power in one person's hands is the way to run a city, and he will be able to bring results and success to city government just by virtue of his own leadership and being in control. I said in my column Tuesday that it's sort of a Richard J. Daley view of the job. I think that's very dangerous. I think it's not realistic in the current era of government.
But isn't that what he did at DMC?
It is some of what he did at DMC, although I've always thought that he never gave enough credit at DMC to the tremendous help he got from the state. I mean, he got tremendous financial help from the state to turn that place around. But there's no question that his management style is such that, he can turn things around. He can make places better and deliver results. I think city government is a very different place even than a medical center. And the problems that he would face would really challenge that model of leadership in a way that worries me. If he were to win.
And of Benny Napoleon.
Benny Napoleon's greatest strength, I think, is his long, long, long commitment to this city. I mean, he's a lifelong Detroiter and has served in any number of different leadership positions around town. His own campaign commercials play that up very strongly. I think his weaknesses are sort of detailed in his record in those jobs. As Detroit police chief, I can't seriously say that he was successful. I mean, crime did not really go down very much when he was chief, and we had some other problems that led to federal intervention in the police department.
Yeah.
As sheriff, he's overspent his budget consistently. And so I think that's his challenge, to show that he's going to be different as mayor than he has in these other jobs.
When I spoke with both candidates yesterday, they both made a point, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Did the media spend too much time and ink on distractions like Mike the Barber to the detriment of covering serious, real candidates?
Well, I mean, I think the candidates each got plenty of ink during the campaign. I think those distractions were interesting because they were anomalous. And think about news coverage. News coverage is generally not about the mundane or the normal. It's about, the thing that stands out. We had a lot of anomalies during this campaign. We had a write-in candidate, a very serious write-in candidate mounting a very serious campaign. That's unheard of in big city politics. We had a white candidate doing that. That's unheard of, really, in Detroit politics. And so I think that did aid to some distraction. But I also would say, you didn't see the major candidates, laying out detailed plans either to compete with that narrative. I think both of them were fairly content to stick to broad talking points, thinking that voters wouldn't look too closely and that they'd squeak through the primary to the general. I'm hoping that in the general, because there will just be two of them, because there won't be the distraction of the write-in, we can get down to a little more substance.
Although Mike Duggan said to us, anyone who went to one of his 185 coffee meetings did hear specifics. He felt, I wouldn't have gotten where I did if I wasn't giving people specifics.
Well, I was at one of those where I just showed up. He didn't know I was going to be there, but I wanted to hear what he was saying in these forums. And there's no question, he was very specific about his track record in those. In those talks, he was not as specific about how he would change the city of Detroit, how he would improve government, other than to say, I'm Mike Duggan and I do things differently. And I think that's a very powerful message if you are Mike Duggan and you have that track record. But we heard that same pitch from Dave Bing, who turned out not to be successful. And so I think there's some skepticism about how will he do that and how successful can he be given the rampant dysfunction, in city government, given the lack of capacity to make change. I mean, the people that you need around you to do things better aren't here in Detroit. And so he's got to be more specific about how he will meet those challenges.
Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press. We'll catch you on that Sunday editorial page.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.